Good afternoon. High pressure centered to our north across eastern Canada is building into our region for the day today. We can expect to see mostly to partly sunny conditions across our whole region for the day today, and with that comes seasonably warm temperatures. We are expecting highs in the lower to mid 70s up the Hudson River Valley from Poughkeepsie area northward into the Capital District and to northwestern Connecticut, with mainly 60s elsewhere. Any 50-degree weather should be limited to the highest terrain of the western Adirondacks, eastern Catskills, and southern Green Mountains. For the night tonight, we are looking fair and seasonable. However, clouds will be on the increase ahead of our next weather system that is expected to get here by the time we get towards Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a quasi-stationary front over the southern plains is connected to a front over the central plains eastward to the Mid-Atlantic that will slowly move northward across the Ohio Valley to the Mid-Atlantic as a warm front on Sunday into Monday. Moisture from the western Gulf of Mexico will stream northward east of the quasi-stationary front over the southern plains and overrunning the returning warm front over the Ohio Valley into the Great Lakes. The WPC has issued a slight risk of excessive rainfall over the lower Mississippi Valley and parts of the southern plains. The resulting showers and thunderstorms will produce heavy rain over the region, producing mainly localized scattered flash flooding. As the warm front moves northward, the area of heavy rain will move northward into the Great Lakes on Sunday and into the lower Great Lakes and central Appalachians by Monday. As the associated slow-moving cold front moves eastward, a general area of rain, showers, and thunderstorms will continue from the Gulf Coast to the Great Lakes that will likewise move slowly eastward to parts of the central and eastern Gulf Coast to the lower Great Lakes northeast by Monday. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes ranged from a high of 103 at Rio Grande Village in Texas to a low of 15 at Copper Basin in Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny with a high near 78. In Boston, mostly sunny with a high near 72. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with a high near 64. The Albany, New York climate normals for today: the average high is 70, while the average low is 47. The record high of 89 was set back in 1991, while the record low of 33 was set back in 1980. Today's sunrise was at 5:31 a.m. The sun is set to set at 8:13 p.m. It's a total of 14 hours and 40 minutes of daylight. It's a difference of an additional 2 minutes and 1 second of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking mostly sunny for the day today, with highs reaching into the upper 60s. For the night tonight, we do see a slight increase in clouds turning partly cloudy as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley, mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking mostly sunny for this afternoon, with highs reaching towards the mid to upper 70s. For the night tonight, we'll see a steady increase in clouds as overnight lows drop down to around the low 50s and upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking mostly sunny with highs reaching towards the mid to upper 60s. For the night tonight, we'll see steady increase in clouds as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking mostly sunny for the day today, with highs reaching towards the upper 60s. For the night tonight, we turn to partly cloudy skies, with overnight lows dropping down near the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking mostly sunny this afternoon, with highs reaching into the low 70s. For the night tonight, we do turn to partly cloudy skies as our overnight lows drop down into low 50s and upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, expect to see partly sunny skies throughout the course of the day as highs once again reach into the low 70s. As we head into Sunday night, we start out with cloudy skies and temperatures dropping down into the low 50s. We will see the arrival of some rain showers as we work our way into the overnight hours and into Monday, where rain showers look to continue. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.